Mrs. Molima Pihingia has contributed to the Niuean arts community and founded the Falepipi He Mafola Niue Handcraft Group in 1993. Falepipi He Mafola led to the establishment of the Niuean Women's Handcraft Group, which won the Pacific Heritage Arts Award of Creative New Zealand in 2009. She has served as Falepipi He Mafola in a variety of capacities and is currently secretary and a tutor. She's actively involved in the art of Niuean weaving, hosting showcases at the Pacifica Festival in 2016, 2017 and 2018, also running community workshops. She has been a tutor and heritage weaving artist for Tupu Mangaia, Niue Trust since 2010. She has been recognized within the Niue arts and craft community for bridging gaps between youth, whānau and tūpuna through weaving. She is also on the line with us. Whakalofala hi atu, Molly, and congratulations on the award.
Whakalofala hi atu, and thank you. I'm delighted to talk to you. Real honor.
It is my pleasure. Oh my goodness. How are you feeling? Are you feeling elated? Are you feeling relieved? Are you feeling tired from all the congratulations from around the country?
I am very honored to receive this. And the first day I heard about it, it was, it comes to me as a big surprise. But slowly I'm getting used to it, that it's very real.
Very real indeed. Yes. Could you tell us a little bit about where and how you learned to weave? Where you learned the art of weaving, please, Molly.
I went to school in Niue and I learned from there. But working with the women from 1993, I learned a lot of skills from them, all kinds of skills from the older people, and that's how I come to master the art of contemporary weaving teaching people to weave a story, especially on wall hangings. I love to weave a story, and I said to them, this is the time for us to take the weaving to another level, to weave our story, because where we come from, we just weave so we can get pennies to buy bread or kerosene for the lamp. But now it's different. For me, weaving is real value that we have to take it to another level.
If we can go back to the beginning of the story when you were weaving to get kerosene for the lamp, what sort of things were you weaving then? And were they things that you used every day? Because I know growing up in Samoa, it wasn't just the women who wove. Men had to learn how to weave, because if you're a man and you go out to the plantation, you won't be much of a man coming back carrying coconuts and taro in your hands, because you have to learn how to weave, and everybody wove. Was that what you learned to weave growing up in Niue?
In those days, I can remember as a child, there will be, say, two stores mainly that have to have orders, especially table mats, and also some small baskets where women normally sell it and say, weave it and take it to the shop to sell. And luckily, I think you can get sixpence or, you know, for one, enough to buy a bread and enough to buy kerosene for the lamp.
And what were the weaving materials that you used back in Niue, please, Molly?
In Niue, you know, the natural pandanus. We used the pandanus and the canoe, you know, leaves from the coconut tree. That's what's inside it. And we do the weaving. But over here with my weaving, here I use the contemporary stuff.
So back in Niue, who was it that taught you how to weave? Were there groups of women in the family, in your family? Were there aunties or was it your mum?
Normally it's my mum or my grandmother in my home that they do certain types of weaving. But also in school we have teachers. I think I remember very clearly two women who normally teach children to weave at school.
I remember going to school and in Samoa, and we wove basic things, you know, like the propeller that you could weave out of two leaves, and then you run down in the playground and it used to fly spinning. Were they some of the weavings that you learnt too at a very young age at the school?
Oh, yes, yes. We always experiment things, you know, especially with the coconut leaves. We can make those, and you know, on a nice windy day we can show it off outside and look at it. It's something that's the only thing we children have to do.
Yes, that's right. There was no McDonald's and no toys came with the Happy Meal.
That's right.
And then coming to New Zealand back in 1993, you're in a new country, you're in a new land, and you're having to find new ways and new methods as well as new skills using new materials. That must have opened up a whole new world for you. It rekindled within you the love of weaving, and those basic skills that you picked up as a child were brought back. How amazing was it to work with other women, and as you were saying earlier, learn from them, not just New Wern perhaps, but also because there are many island groups who weave and you learn new techniques.
I came to New Zealand Ete in 1970, and I spent some time here in Auckland, and then I moved to Wellington for 17 years, and then I come back up to Auckland in 1990. And then that's when my husband and I formed the group in 1993. And I learned a lot of things, and not just weaving from the women. I learned their behavior, I learned stories, you know, how they've been brought up. I learned how they came to New Zealand, and I learned what is it like to age in Aotearoa.
So there were women of all ages, of all groups, and of all experiences. And so, as you were saying earlier, weaving is not just about weaving. Weaving is about telling stories. And as you weave, the metaphor of putting strands together so that they become tight and they form a unit is such a wonderful metaphor to use in those groups that you talk about, that the weaving just happened to be part of the therapy of communal sharing, of everybody sharing their stories. Would that be correct, that it wasn't just about the weaving, it was about providing support and an ear to one another?
That is very correct. The older person always look forward to come there every week, and also to learn new things and catch up with each other. And weaving a story is not easy, because weaving is very difficult. I have to count every number of weaving I have just to make, you know, the work look really professional and come out a story. Not easy at all.
And so, yes, it is difficult to focus on not only doing the weaving, but also listening to the story of the women as they talk. Have you found it has made you reconnect with your own cultural heritage, hearing the story of women who have come before you, and it has also allowed you to pass your own story on to the young ones who have never experienced growing up anywhere?
Yes, it is an honor to work with older people. Like, you know, we've been encouraged to learn from them. And I find that it was the older people who contributed to the award, because I learned things from them, and then I'm able to have that joy and the passion to run the group and to do programs with them and to encourage them on new programs.
And how rewarding is it for you when you see young people learning to weave, and you see the joy that they get from putting an art piece together? What is that feeling like for you to pass it on to the next generations?
Well, my passion now, I have been, you know, having classes with a younger generation. It gives me a real joy to see them to wanting to be part and wanting to learn the heritage art of Niue. And I encourage them, you know, even though that it's not easy to pick it up, but keep trying, and then one day you will master the art of weaving.
It is a wonderful thing, weaving, isn't it? Weaving is like anything else in life. What you put into it, you get out of it. What the product that you get at the end of the day is based on your ability to concentrate and focus and give it everything that you can. Because if you don't, and you look at the artwork at the end of a couple of days, that it is a reflection of the little work that you did. But if you do well, if you focus and you just work hard, the piece that you get at the end of the couple of days reflects your hard work.
That is very correct, Etienne, and I encourage them. If you are stuck and if you feel that you made a mistake, don't worry, start again and keep going. You know, if you don't quite know what to do, or if you break a stick, the canoe, don't worry, do another one, and through that you'll be able to bring perfection to your work.
And being in a new land, obviously you are also working with new materials. I have seen some amazing work, a hat made out of bread, what you call it, wrapping, that women have been able to make into strands, and then they weave a hat of that. How good is it to experiment with new materials?
The bread bags is what you're talking about, and that's also been quite successful in some of my women in the group. Some of them quite particularly like the weaving of bread bags or any plastic, cut it up into strands and then do the weaving. It would be very good if you see some of my weaving, you think?
I know. I wish you came into the studio so I can take some of your weaving home.
That's right.
Yes. And how good is it for your health, for your physical and your mental health? Because it requires concentrating, and also you're working with your hands. That requires, and also you're having to sit up. So it's good not only for your mind, but it's good for your body, Molly.
It's therapeutic, Ete. It's therapeutic because when you're doing your weaving, you are concentrating. You are thinking about, how are you going to decorate your work? How are you going to, you know, to start your story? Or what is your story going to be? And then your mind is all geared up and refreshes your mind as well. That's what I've been explaining to the older women. I said, look, we have to learn to do this new way, because it helps your mind. Helps your memory to focus and then renew yourself as you do something, and you feel the real satisfaction of something new that you're doing.
And each art piece, I imagine, I'm just imagining myself as a weaver, would have specific meaning at a certain time. You know, maybe you were going through grief, you were going through something really tough, and you can look at that artwork and say that artwork was what I did to help me get through these hard times. Are there art pieces that do that for you?
Yes, I took some of my art pieces like that and a display in Henderson. And those pieces I started weaving when my husband was diagnosed with cancer and just waiting for his time. And then while I was weaving, I had to ask him, you know, what do you think? What do you think I should do next? What color should I do? And it turned out really good, and it encourages him, encouraged me as well. And every time I look at it, it reminds me of that journey.
Molima Molly Pihingia, Heritage Artist and Queen's Service Medal recipient in this year's Queen's Honours List, Fakawe Lahi Mahaki, and thank you so much. Congratulations again on a well-deserved award.
Fakawe Lahi Ete, Fakawe Lahi Kehetua Foki, Fakamuina Mai, and God bless you. And thank you for this wonderful time that you have taken to interview me.
You are most welcome. And you sound